Have you heard of Hydra?
No, tell me
about
that.
Now, this is a relatively new one, and I feel like I'm not a photographer, and I feel like Instagram's enough for me. The filters between
Apple. I love Instagram.
But, so I tried one, and I took a bunch of pictures. I'll show you. Hydra is, it is from...
Hydra's the many-headed Greek... beast, right? The
yes.
Hydra. You cut off one head and another head would pop off.
And the name Hydra comes from, they do like this special kind of HDR. So that they will take like eight photos and, you know, stitch them together. So that's where the Hydra, you know, take them all. So
over the years, I've tried many different HDR apps.
I will take a photo of you this time.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to try to look good.
Yeah, and stay still. Don't move because I'm going to, it's going to take a bunch of photos. Don't move. Still taking it. Takes a while. Okay.
Normally you don't want. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Normally you don't want to do HDR with things that move.
Move around, yeah.
You'll do it for landscapes or buildings and that kind of thing. But if you can find somebody who's really adept at not moving.
So that is supposed. I could have taken. I'll show you. I took some with Hydra and just with a regular camera. So I guess that could do it. Ooh, with a strong effect.
Strong.
And then, yeah, so if you, I guess you can show my screen to see what it does when it's taking a picture. That's
it's
how long
taking,
it takes.
So it's doing different exposures,
yes.
Right? All the way from brightest to darkest.
So, ooh, that's a beautiful one,
and then
isn't
it merges
it?
Them. Well, the detail is stunning.
So let me open my photos and show you some that I stitched together that I had taken.
So Hydra is always HDR, or does it do other stuff?
Yes. Well, it does low light, so
that's
I'll show...
Nice. That's probably
and,
similar technology.
Right, and it does... let's see. Let's find some... Here I stitched together. So the first one is just the regular camera. The second one is Hydra. So it's a little more detail. I think I did that for a few. There's...
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, that looks very different.
Yeah. So that was taken just right
And
after.
You know what? That really pops it,
I think. Yeah, you can really tell. Let's see what else.
Yeah.
I think I took a third one. I don't know what was going there. I don't think that was... The goat might have been moving around. That's for later. That's for another show. That's for later.
I have... You know, it's funny. It's so funny because you said, have you heard of Hydra? And I said, no. I have it on my
iPhone.
You have
it on your phone.
And this is the problem, really, with apps, is there's so many of them. And sometimes you download something and install it and forget to use it again.
Right.
How much is Hydra?
Hydra is, did I write that in there? $3.99 maybe? Let's see.
I have a whole folder.
Does it say that on the website?
On my iPhone that's called Cameras.
I do not think it's free, but it's $4.99.
Okay.
$4.99.
That's, you know what, that's not bad.
No.
For an app, and I think it looks very good.
And when things do move around, you're going to, like you said, you don't want to take them moving around things because they will, it will do really weird effects. I was going to try to show you one. Here's one that I took in downtown Petaluma. I don't know what's going on here, but that thing, I think it might be like an alien or something that's coming. That's just, you know.
What the hell?
That's at the ice cream place, but I have no idea what that was. Is something moved or I moved? And
that's,
I think maybe
I like that effect.
That might be a zombie.
Maybe you
or
caught
something.
Petaluma being blown up.
I could. Here's another effect that, like, one of my boys just went right in front of the photo, and that's what happened. So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely not
play
moving
with
things. Yeah, play around with it. But yeah, I took some low light photos. Here's a low light photo. It was pretty good.